2760, turn left 070.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
On the Do Line, Craig Hoyle considered the likelihood of the UK having to respond to a repeat of Argentina's Falkland Islands invasion of 1982. Armchair generals and bathtub admirals delight in warning how the UK's armed forces could not mount a repeat of the famous campaign down south with today's resources. No Harriers means no fixed-wing assets for the Royal Navy's now lone aircraft carrier, and the Royal Air Force can no longer pull an Avro Vulcan bomber from retirement to conduct long-range psychological strikes. But what these discussions fail to address is the state of Argentina's own military, which has seen only limited equipment investment in the last 30 years. According to our recently compiled World Air Forces directory, its Air Force only has a combined 76 aged combat aircraft, supported by just one KC-130H tanker and two Hercules transports, hardly the makeup of a future invasion force. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. A battery explosion and subsequent fire damaged a parked and empty Japan Airlines Boeing 787 shortly after landing at Boston Logan International Airport following a nearly 12-hour flight from Tokyo. One battery in the aircraft's aft electrical equipment bay exploded on the aircraft and caused a secondary fire while it was parked at a gate on Logan's Terminal E, according to the airport operator Massport. Massport Fire and Rescue and the Boston Fire Department extinguished the fire. The 787 is one of the first aircraft to use lithium-ion batteries, which is used to drive the main and auxiliary power units, fire control electronics, emergency lighting, and the recorder's independent power supply. The Airbus A380 also uses lithium-ion batteries, but only to supply power to the emergency lighting system. Japan Airlines is continuing to fly its Boeing 787-8s following a fire on the type while it was on the ground at Boston Logan International Airport. This comes after the One World Alliance member conducted additional inspections on its six other 787s, says a JLA spokeswoman. She was unable to provide specific information on what inspections had been carried out. She adds that while the fire forced the airline to cancel its return service to Tokyo Narita on January 7th, the airline would still operate its Boston service on January 8th with a 787. JAL says that it is working closely with Boeing and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Bureau to determine the cause of the accident. Chilean carrier LAN is working with Boeing and other suppliers on reliability issues around the airline's Boeing 787 Dreamliners as the airline launches its first North American flights with the aircraft. The One World carrier, which was the fourth operator to receive the 787, has three 787s in its fleet. It deployed the aircraft type on a North American route for the first time on January 2nd with a nonstop flight between Los Angeles and Santiago. LATM's Vice President of Fleet Projects, Justin Siegel, tells Flight Global that the 787's reliability rate falls below that of the airline's other aircraft, but adds that this was expected. LAN completed a merger with Brazilian carrier TAM in 2012 to form LATAM. Hawaiian Airlines intends to buy at least 16 Airbus A321neos to be delivered between 2017 and 2020. The Memorandum of Understanding, valued at $2.8 billion at list prices, commits the carrier to buy as many as 25 A321neos, including potential orders for 16, and purchase rights for a further 9 aircraft. Hawaiian plans to configure the twin jet in a two-class layout with 190 seats. The A321neo, which boasts a range of 3,650 nautical miles, appears to open markets for Hawaiian slightly beyond the U.S. Pacific coast. Hawaiian also operates 18 123-seat Boeing 717-200s on routes within the Hawaiian Islands. Embraer has decided to switch engine suppliers, design two new sets of wings, and operate a closed-loop fly-by-wire system as it moves closer to launching a second-generation E-Jet later this year. In a coup for engine maker Pratt & Whitney, the next version of the E-170 and E-190 family will be powered by the PW-1700G and PW-1900G geared turbofans respectively, replacing General Electric CF-34s on first-generation E-Jets, says Paulo Cesar Silva, president of Embraer Commercial Aviation. GE lost a bid to re-engine the E-Jet with the NG-34, a turbofan derived from the same core as the larger CFM International Leap X.